Right, let's go to the rural news now with Sally Murphy in Ōtautahi, Christchurch. Kia ora, good morning, Sally.
Kia ora, good morning.
Now, a Central Otago winery, it's looking to turn the tables on the negative perception of cask wine.
Yes, Dicey Winery says 2 litre boxes of one of its most popular Pinot Noirs are flying out the door. It's called Dice by Dicey and is the brainchild of brothers Matt and James Dicey, who say they're struggling to keep up with demand. Wine grower James Dicey says the biggest downside has been people's perception that bag-in-a-box wine is terrible tasting and cheap, but that's changing fast.
We're pretty excited. The market's been a bit apprehensive because of the negative connotation, certainly in the New Zealand context, but as soon as we get the wine in the glass and they have an opportunity of trying it and seeing that it is a really premium wine that tastes delicious, everybody's come on board pretty rapidly, which is really gratifying to see.
James Dicey says their box Pinot Noir is also being exported to Australia, where it's starting to get great reviews. He says using cardboard is a more environmentally friendly way of processing wine, as about 27% of the carbon emitted from making wine comes from the glass bottles.
We went backwards to shadow cardboard to look forwards, and the cardboard boxes are recyclable, and the level of carbon used in the cardboard and the plastic and everything else for creating our premium wine in cardboard box is considerably lower.
James Dicey says after getting a large number of inquiries about putting good quality white wine in boxes, they're now working towards making that happen.
Yeah, right, okay. Shadow cardboard, did he say in there? Did I hear that?
Yeah.
I wasn't going to mention that. Now, global dairy prices, they've lifted slightly, have they?
Yes, prices have risen for the second consecutive time in the global dairy auction overnight. The average price rose 0.6% to $3,610 a tonne after a 2.4% rise in the previous auction. The price of whole milk powder, which strongly influences the payouts for local farmers, was flat, up 0.1% to $3,400 a tonne. Dairy prices have been generally falling amid oversupply and reduced demand since peaking at record highs back in March.
Now, farmers and growers also being encouraged to hook up or get into tourism.
Yes, they are. A Lincoln University Associate Professor says rural folk can make a substantial amount of income by opening their gates to international and domestic townie tourists. Dr. Joanna Fountain says agritourism is increasing offshore, but more slowly here. So she's encouraging more primary producers to tap into the expanding tourism market of people wanting to experience a bit of rural life.
You don't necessarily need to run it yourself. So you can use your property as an amenity value and maybe partner up with other people who are involved in tourism. So that might be working with tour operators who could come and see your operations at a particular time and date.
Dr. Fountain says domestic tourists in particular don't want a highbrow type stay. They may just want to have a roast meal, drink local wine and have a go at feeding out hay.
What's everyday and common for many farmers is something that many tourists have never encountered and will find fascinating and very fulfilling to experience. So whether that's watching a dog herding sheep on the hillside, even seeing vegetable gardens and picking fruit off fruit trees can be ways that tourists can really enjoy getting out to nature.
And Dr. Fountain says the most important thing to do before investigating agritourism is to ensure the whole family and everyone else involved in the farm are also on board. And that's the rural news.
Very good. Thank you very much, Sally Murphy there from Ōtautahi, Christchurch. Now, your weather at 6:30 this morning. There is rain, strong rain, easterlies from Waikato northwards. So pretty much fine elsewhere. Auckland and Tauranga will be 20 degrees today. Hamilton, 19. Wellington 16, Christchurch and Dunedin just 14 degrees, a little chilly. The warmest place at the moment is Tauranga on 17.2 and the coldest is Lumsden on 4 degrees.
And coming up before 7 on Morning Report, firefighters are set to vote on a new pay deal. We speak to Watty Watson from the Professional Firefighters Union, and the Research, Science and Innovation Minister Aisha Verrill joins us to discuss a planned boost in spending. And the US joins the list of countries fighting Meta to fairly pay for content shared on their platforms. But first, here are the news headlines with Nicola Wright.
There could be a decision as early as today in the legal battle over whether a 4-month-old baby can get the heart surgery he urgently needs.